Ben Raines is on his way to becoming a household name in Alabama. He is credited with the discovery of the Clotilda, the last slave ship, has written a documentary, The Underwater Forest, and for many years, his environmental reporting appeared in the Mobile Press Register. This debut book, America's Amazon, is a stunner. The photography, images of birds, fish, orchids, snails, mussels, swamps, and lotus blossoms, all by Raines, is beautiful and visually arresting, and the text, read with care, leads either to hope or despair, depending on your confidence in the Alabama legislature and general public. Raines begins by reminding readers of what phenomenal natural wonders, water, flora, and fauna we have here, what wonders we have had and lost, and what fish, mollusks, birds, amphibians, and plants we are losing every day to extinction, and what we will continue to lose if we don't do something about it. We have in Alabama 77,000 miles of rivers and creeks, the most diverse river network in North America, with 450 species of fish, 97 species of crawfish, 18 species of turtles just in the Mobile Tensaw Delta. New species of plants and animals are being found regularly. These lists could go on and on, but the point is clearly made. Also clearly stated is the state's ignorance of or indifference to these indigenous wonders. Alabama ranks last in the country in funding for environmental protection. The Department of Environmental Management, ADEM, has seen its funding drop from $8 million in 2008 to $1 million, a decline of 87%. Our environmental agency has been, quote, zero-funded by the legislatures for years, so it is no wonder that we stand at the top of all states in extinctions, double any other state, more than Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Florida combined. Raines explains, in understandable terms, how this enormous biodiversity came to be. It is astonishing. The bottom half of Alabama was not scoured by glaciers. That is important. The bottom half has also been a sea bottom at various times, which is why one can pick up shark's teeth or entire zeuglodon skeletons. And most important, the warm, moist air from the Gulf makes Mobile the single rainiest city in the nation at 70 inches per year. I would have guessed Seattle, but they only get 55 inches. This rainfall keeps South Alabama from being a desert, as many other areas at the same latitude, the Sahara and the Mojave, for example, are. There is much to learn from this gorgeous and impassioned book, and some of it is jaw-dropping. We have bogs, for example, wetlands full of carnivorous pitcher plants that catch and live on bugs, moths, spiders, and crickets. And we even have a floating bladderwort plant that can trap and eat baby fish and tadpoles. Feed me, Seymour. The natural world took hundreds of millions of years of evolution to create these phenomena. We could, with thoughtless dam building, careless construction, water and air pollution, kill and poison it all in a generation. If we do, we will lose the beauty and, as scientists keep trying to tell us, we will lose forever what medicines and miracles are in those plants and animals. Moses Herzog, in Bellow's novel, writes letters begging for nuclear sanity. Quote, the point was that there were those who could destroy mankind, that they were foolish and arrogant, crazy, and must be begged not to do it. Let the enemies of life step down, end quote. So it is with our natural, beautiful environment. Read the book, write a letter.